We are back. Darren's dead, filling in for no one.
it's just us.
Kind of us just doing us.
Yes. But, we're back. It's just us now.
Just us.
Yay.
Just us.
On that last break, you were listening to White Star with their single Electric Cigarettes, followed by De La Bona and his single by your, the single, comma, by your side. You want to learn more? Go to deucemusic.com, deucemusic.com to learn more about White Star and De La Bona. Or do a Google search. Learn for yourself. They got websites. Invest. You can hear more of their music. No big whoop.
Yeah.
All
cool.
Right. So now, normally we do the scammering thing here, but Pip has an experiment of some sort. I don't know what Pip's up to.
It's not really an experiment. It's just it's a cool thing that I saw online. It's just kind
of
cute.
We'll be the judge of cool.
Okay. Well, maybe you won't think it's cool.
Devin's Jen. We're the judge of cool.
Oh no! All right, I'm putting this away. Never mind.
Yipe!
I just saw this on a website, and I thought this is right up our alley.
Uh oh.
Chicks!
Chicks, man.
There's is it fetuses and four-year-olds? Because I like that.
Oh, man, I know. Oh. I already heard that segment.
It's like my favorite thing to add to a salad.
I'm not going to your restaurant.
Yeah, really?
I don't have one.
Yeah. You guys want to stay for dinner? No! They're just three little plain notebooks that you can just write whatever you want in them. But I like the titles.
I got some ideas.
I like the titles. Okay. And we can decide who gets which one.
Okay.
The titles of these three little notebooks are Things That Annoy Me, Fresh Rants, and Daily Disappointments.
All right, you get Daily Disappointments.
Yeah, I would say that.
Whoa, wow. That's fast. How did you guys decide that?
Have you ever read your Facebook post?
Okay, yeah, done.
That's yours.
Do you agree?
I do. You know what? Good point. Okay.
I mean, did you have something else in mind?
No, I didn't have any preconceived notion of how this would go.
This is not our spouses.
No, this is not about our spouses.
No.
But now, which one do you think?
What are they?
Things That Annoy Me and Fresh Rants.
Joe is Things That Annoy Me.
Yes, absolutely.
And Fresh Rants,
yes,
for you.
That was quick.
Yeah. Well, because when I go, because I don't do it all the time, but if I do, it tends to be more verbose.
Right. Okay.
Where Joe has daily things.
Yeah.
No, because I'm aggravated, and as Davin's seen, I'm aggravated literally 7 seconds after I get up.
Yeah.
And you're always on Facebook ranting about something.
No, I'm not always ranting. I'm not.
No.
I don't.
Yes.
No, not on Facebook, but here ranting.
Well, it's kind of what I have to fucking do.
I know.
It kind of makes a show.
Yeah.
If I just sat there and filled in one sentence, it's not much of a show.
No, it isn't.
Pleasant.
No.
What? Captain Pleasant.
No, but you got to bring the passion. You got to be over the top.
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of. What?
No, that's what we do. But I think that these are really spot on for us, aren't they?
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You,
yeah, really. You must have saw that and laughed your ass
I
off.
I did. I was like, it says it's called Three Grump Notebooks. And I'm like, Three Grumps. That's us.
Now, is this what you
look at the titles.
Did we pick what you envisioned?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the sons of bitches. I got you right.
You know what? I was really thinking, I don't know, maybe you guys would look at it differently. But Daily Disappointments, once you said that, it's like, yes, that's spot on for me. And you picked the ones
I thought.
Now,
I could see how you would have said Daily Disappointments to me.
I would have thought of that because of different things that happen that you bring up. Like, oh, this is what happened today.
No, usually the show, like you guys not doing stuff that I ask you to do. That's what I kind of figured.
Daily.
Oh, this one didn't get that done. There's a Daily Disappointment.
I don't want to give you a notebook
to
write them down
in. Ask of you?
Not Pip.
Not me.
No, she was disappointed.
I need a favor.
You're in the wrong place.
Shut up. You have very nice handwriting. What I want you to do is write our names under each of those on that little thing, and we got to take a picture of it, and I want to post it on our website.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Right. I like that. Okay. Right. So write it under the title?
Yeah, like, but it's on, like, the thing that came on there.
Oh, on this.
Hey, leave me out of this.
Not you. Not you.
I didn't know you called yourself the thing, but
not
who am I to argue?
You. But yeah, on there, we'll take a picture and put it on our website.
Oh, okay, cool.
Or our Facebook page and website.
That.
All right, cool.
You're always embarrassed to be seen with me except when the lights go out.
Shut up, you clumsy action. Let's drop your paperwork.
Nobody can see that.
Well, I know.
A little bit there. Nobody cares. We're doing you and jizz sock.
He doesn't like it when he's the butt of it. He gets upset.
It wasn't
it was butt. All right.
It wasn't a butt. We're doing jizz sock there. And
I didn't walk on jizz sock.
Stick to me.
We're doing jizz sock. Wait a minute.
As soon as I said that, my little voice said, why'd you say that?
See, this is why jizz sock, jizzy, as you like to call it. I believe he was in Guns N' Roses for a while.
Where the guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
left the bands in obscurity now. Yeah. Who knows if he's coming back?
But that's why that was a bit, and me dropping two pieces of paper, mm-hmm. not a bit.
Mm-hmm. He was on a rehab reality show, I believe.
That was the drummer, Steven Adler.
No, I know, but Jizzy was too.
Oh.
part of being in the band.
Yeah.
Hey, I just can't give it up.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to play some Scam Busters music. You, Pip, will name the categories and weigh in your guesses.
All right.
Well, what are the categories?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to play the music first.
I am. It's playing.
Oh, okay.
We can talk over it.
Okay, so the first one is, of course, Mr. Davin. The second one's going to be so-called Melvin Santos. And the third one is... on Facebook. Fuck you. Who
are you gonna call? What?
I wasn't talking to you that time.
Yeah, just plain old run-of-the-mill fuck you?
Fuck you. Because she likes to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually good.
Thank you. Thank you. You get it.
No, fuck you.
No.
Oh,
fuck you. When you say it.
So, those are our categories.
Crack yourself up, did you? Fell down the spot.
So, Joe, how many Mr.
Stairs where you belong?
I got to put that back up. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go with 5 Mr. Davins.
How many so-called Melvin Santos?
I'm going to go with 3.
Okay. How many fuck yous?
I'm going to go with 3.
That's all the fuck you got in you today?
You know what? Throw another one. Make it 4. We're going to run it with 4.
All right. I'm thinking at least that. Okay. I'm going to go with 3 Mr. Davins because she hasn't been as Mr. Davin-ish-y. I'm going to say 4 so-called Melvin Santoses, and I'm going to go with 6 fuck yous. So now we're going to wait for the chat to fill it.
Well, we're not waiting that long, do they?
No, we're not waiting that long. Oh, here they come.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe's girl says 6 Mr. Davins, no so-called Melvin Santoses, and 2 fuck yous.
Now, I do want to say Joe's girl is to Mr. Davin as Trucker Tom is to Porn Mouth.
Mm.
Yeah. No, she knows.
This is Joe's girl's thing.
This is
not as strong with this as Trucker Tom is with porn. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But still.
Okay, so now they're not feeling this so-called Melvin Santos tonight. So Lisa says 2 Mr. Davins, 1 so-called Melvin Santos, and 2 fuck yous. Tom says 5 Mr. Davins, no so-called Melvin Santos, 6 fuck yous. And Joe's girl, 6 Mr. Davins, no Melvin Santos, and 2 fuck yous. There we go. All right, all weighed in.
And we
place your bets. Freaky post, baby, you better call.
Busters. Good thing we're here. All right. Dateline, May 21st, 2014. This is a conversation between the victim who called me.
Right.
And me.
Okay.
So she says, it really pisses me off that crazy Ann Jackson is saying the thing she is about me on her site.
Mm-hmm.
I was unaware of the site. She is not flattering me either. Remember, she just like lit a.
Yeah, oh boy. Oh. My gavolt, yeah.
Boy, gavolt. You're picking up the Yiddish. Nice.
I bet my day program is all Jewish. All right.
Did you show the tweet about Mr. Trump? I'm sure. Would you like me to play back the audio?
Believe me.
Just a misunderstood billionaire. I was unaware of the site. She's not flattering of me either. Don't worry about her. My conversations with her are revealing a more clear picture of who the person behind the name is. Did you ever find that request for funds by Parker Green? Remember, she said, this woman said Parker Green asked her for money.
Right.
And Anne is saying, I want to see proof of this. Show me the proof.
Now, is Parker Green, was Anne sort of having an affair with Parker
no,
Green?
No. Anne alleges that this woman was into Parker Green.
Okay.
And then her antenna went up when Parker Green asked for money,
mm-hmm.
and Anne doesn't believe her, wants to see this proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked for that proof, and up until this point, we've not had that proof,
mm.
which is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Liar!
Mm.
So she goes, no, I've looked through all my discs. So stop looking at CDs, stupid. I need to check the computer. It must have gotten deleted when my laptop crashed. I thought I had saved every conversation. I go, that's a shame. Oh, well. Have you been listening to my conversations with AJ on the show? I'm sorry. All I know is the truth, and he wanted money. Started listening last night, but I had to cook dinner and going to listen to the podcast. Now, this is really a problem that we don't have this proof.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I'm sure Anne, much like the Trump Whisperer, would spin things, because that's what Anne does,
mm-hmm.
and that's what Joe does on this one particular topic with Don. You know, they spin things to, not that Joe's psychotic like Anne, but to spin things more to how they would like them to be or how they perceive them to be, even though others may not.
Right.
So Anne might say, if I showed her the screenshot by the woman in Parker Green. Anne might say, no, you know what? This was manipulated, or Parker was being misunderstood. You know, even if I had this.
Yeah, this is Photoshop.
Yeah, there's no guarantee.
So that woman is writing you saying that that Parker Green was looking for money, correct?
That was what brought it to me.
Did you ask her for the proof?
Yes, that's what we've established, Joe.
I understand that. And why hasn't she sent it to you?
She just explained it to me. She just explained.
I thought that was Anne questioning it.
No, this is me and her talking, and she said she can't find it. It might have gotten deleted when her laptop crashed.
Do you believe that?
I'm not going to call the woman a liar. I have no reason to think she's a liar. I mean, you know, considering how batshit Anne is.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know enough about her. We haven't heard as much, certainly, from her as
Anne. I had other dealings with this woman, and she seemed normal, but, you know, I didn't do a psych analysis of her. I said, I don't doubt it. I just wish I could show her. So she says, I'll go through them again, but couldn't find it. Might have missed it. Going through some shit at home. Might just need to clear my head and look again. I said, okay, no worries. Divorcing Joanne? No. She goes, Davin, I'm really telling the truth. He asked for money for Jennifer. Of course, Jennifer is Parker Green's daughter.
Right.
Just a hard luck woman getting run over by trucks with bags of money.
Wee, up in the air.
I said, I believe her. Joe advises against it. She said, thank you.
Did they give her, well, I guess, but I was going to ask her.
When am I grill her?
I know, but it's kind of interesting why she would, you know, put it to the to Jennifer. You know, asking money for Jennifer.
Well, that's a Parker Green thing. They're always asking money for Jennifer.
Mm. Right.
You know,
yeah, but you're even though we didn't mind getting it, you're just curious to what, you know, you're just thinking, I wonder what the backstory was.
Well, I think Kiss summed up Jennifer best, and she's just a hard luck woman.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's a
with
hard
a bumper woman. Across her ass.
I believe you were looking for Bumpus. I said, welcome. The AJ thing is quite fascinating on many levels. Hopefully, the listeners agree. The woman goes, she's crazy. I go, I think she might be. Clinical in need of treatment. So the woman goes, she needs a padded room. Bad. Well, we've all agreed that.
Mm.
I go, amazingly enough, a lot of people believed in her. She goes, that's sad. I go, some still might. She goes, apparently 62 people since they liked her page. So apparently Anne created a new Facebook page or some sort of Facebook page. I go, some are folks we know who I assume know better. She goes, I tried to see who liked the page but couldn't see them. I said, yep, just must be mutual friends. Nobody comments there. She goes, I'll have to look at the page again. All right. April 22nd, May 2014. This is me to Anne.
Okay.
Despite what you may think, I've been a good friend to you. Remember, she's always going off on me.
Oh, yeah, you bad American.
Our work together has actually garnered empathy from people who previously despised you. Very true. You have continuously ignored my advice, which was for your best interest. In your mind, you are the only one who knows the truth. In response to the hours I put in with you, you have felt the need to publicly insult me and my credibility.
Hey, get off my back! Oh, sorry, force of habit. Sorry.
He's PTSD.
No, I know. I'm just thinking what her conversations are like. Are you talking about this lunatic?
I'm talking about you to me. It sounds like
that was you to me?
It sounds like some of the stuff you write to me.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought that was our previous conversation. Mm-mm.
All my complaints about you will go in this handy-dandy notebook. Fresh rants.
Should I write about Joe underneath there?
It's understood.
Oh, okay.
Joe understood. Let's see. In your mind, you are the only one who knows the truth. In response to the hours I put in with you, you have felt the need to publicly insult me and my credibility. I let it go as I am a public figure, and though it is unfair and wrong what you say, my work stands on its own merit, so I am unconcerned with your writings in regards to me, my ability, and my show. You mean nothing, bitch.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, you can insult me and my show as much as you want, the so-called show.
So-called
show. And the so-called show.
It should be withdrawn and revoked.
So-called. Well, that's what she said at one point.
I forgot about that.
Really, as far as critiques we've gotten, it might be merited.
The so-called
show. The so-called
show.
I love
yeah, we're going to go with that one, yeah, bitch.
So-called this and that.
That's a so-called show. Not a terrible name for a radio show, by the way.
Actually, no.
No, we could do that.
Yeah.
We're not going to, but we could.
We could.
But I'm kind of giving her the old Heisman, the old stiff one. Like, I don't care what you say.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
So anyway, I go, I told you I would keep your identity a secret as long as I felt you were a victim. I have continued to do that even after your public attacks on me.
Yes.
I have always referred to you on air as Ann Jackson. That's one of her fake names.
Right.
However, you have done something that is making me question that decision. You publicly posted the woman's name.
Right.
I was talking, and your accusations that she is a sex addict.
Yeah.
What? Yes, what? She really did that?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, she posted that this woman is a sex addict.
Yeah, that's defamation of character.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. No, stepping over the line there.
I understand how much you hate her, but posting her name publicly was wrong. You must understand that there have been many people that wanted me to give your name, but I did not. Whether her accusations against Parker Green are correct or not is irrelevant as far as this matter is concerned.
It was a libel.
I must insist that, well, unless she is a sex addict, then it's just
advertising. And then it's just advertising.
Sure, that is good for business. Who are we to judge? I must insist that you take down her name from your Facebook blog, as she's a victim as well. Mm-hmm. If you can't honor my request, then I'll be forced to reconsider the protection and commitment I afforded you. Sincerely, Davin. What do you guys think of that?
Well, Lisa says that's libelous. I agree. I think that was really good that you said that. Like, you know, I've been discreet about who you are, and then you go and you libel this woman, like, in an open forum, and she's another victim? Yeah, maybe not. Maybe you don't deserve the protection I've offered you.
Yeah, but if you did that, don't you feel that you're stooping to her level?
Well, I don't look at it as stooping. If somebody, you know...
But you would be.
I don't look at it as that. It's the only hammer I have to protect her. Whether I do it or not, you know, I have to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
But to put the fear of God into her is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't think saying that was bad to scare her, but actually doing it, I don't believe you would do that.
But we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe I'll call her a handjob addict.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
You can't say those things about me. Well, she's got one arm like Popeye. How could you say those things?
It's not libel if it's true.
Yeah.
There you go. The proof is in the pull of the pudding.
Funny. Mr. Davin! I am so tired and I still attack idiot Melvin Santos. I am fucking mad at them. I have been busy with my new jobs, and I want to tell you, I work hard every day. I do like to learn something new. Recently, some companies scout me and hope to go for the job interviews, but I'm still considering to build up a good family, and this is why I must think to choose the jobs. Ever think maybe each personality has a job?
I'm thinking, how does she know which one to report, which one reports where?
Yeah. I don't know. I do not go for some big companies. I do consult my friends. I also want to work some volunteer jobs, but I have no time at all. I do not have time to think about scam anymore. Well, maybe we're winding down.
Well, you know, she doesn't have time to think about scam anymore. Yeah, 24/7. That's the radio in her head, you know.
About the issue, UN, IC3, Interpol, and these two soldiers, Mill and Green. One, maybe you think UN Secretary Melvin Santos is faked. In fact, he is real. I did tell you that I introduced Interpol and IC3 and Miller and Green to him. Number two, I guess Interpol Eric Bohr's mail account is frozen by Interpol because I did report him at least 20 times.
I'm sure there were really entertained.
You know that's on the low end. That I'm sure it was more than
She's
that.
She's at it again.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, I did not contact Mill and Green because I am mad and they make me sick. Miller is fucking shameful because he uses me about his gold bars. I do hope his gold bars will be put into Treasury because he is a wicked person and he will get punishment in the near future. Number four, IC3 Brown Cotton makes me mad because he does not take any responsibility due to the mistakes to me. I do report him too. Truly speaking, he want to help the victims, but he does not know the ways till I am attacking UN. I don't know. Number five, the government really have the funds and put them into the Treasury, and they should release them to the victims.
Okay.
And Bernie will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody gets, except the top 1%. You get nothing.
Did she do the math on the paper? I almost said pay-per-view. Oh, my God, I'm tired. The Powerball. She has the idea that everybody's going to get a gold bar out of this?
This is what I am fighting for. I do not have any power because I am just a common person who's working hard to return the debts to my friends, my company, old one, and the credit card company. I will delete the topic about you because you are trying to help the victims and trying to find ways to help them. Do not expect these corrupted politicians because they are fucking greedy and they want money. I read the news about Korea and the Korean president is fucking rich. I don't know who rich is, but that might smart. But again, Koreans have very small penises, so it might be fine. We know this from who has the biggest flagpole game. We do. North Korea.
We do.
Yeah. So. I'm not speaking out of school. I'm not libeling or slandering.
Because, you know, somebody could be getting it and they wouldn't even notice.
Factually, small penis. You heard it here first. Why? Think about what I said. They eat money from the common people.
They eat money. Nom, 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 nom.
This so-called UN secretary is also fucking corrupted, and he has no intention to help the victims. I carbon copy this fucking idiot man, so-called Melvin.
Wait.
You gotta read that again.
We left over it. What was it?
I carbon copy this fucking idiot man, so-called Melvin Santos.
There we go.
Is that on there?
Yes.
Ah, nice.
Because he's also corrupted. Miller Green and Brown Cotton also are killing me by using financial laws, and now they are hiding. They use me to get the jobs at UN. Shame, shame, shame. They are Americans.
Shame on you.
They're not Americans.
Well, the soldiers are.
Supposedly.
And Brown Cotton.
Yeah, the soldiers that she thinks are really.
Why don't they just call them instead of Brown Cotton, dirty shit rag?
I don't know, but I really, I'm thinking more and more about toilet paper every time we hear his name.
So then she goes,
you know?
It's a Brown Cotton. It just sounds like what you get when you don't make it to the bathroom on time.
Is it, why do they just call it Brown Cottonelle? Yeah. You know?
So Begin Steele, who's an anti-scammer, who we know, has left a new comment on your post. This is me writing her. Trust no one, because it's full of lies with this fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Is that about you?
No. That's about, he's writing on Ann Jackson's Facebook page.
Okay.
About whom?
About Ann.
Oh.
Trust no one, because it is full of lies with this fuck.
Oh, okay.
Elegant. Elegant? Eloquent.
Eloquent.
Yes. I go, I've read the comment. I left Begin a message to cease and desist. Now I'm like the world's policeman. I'm like W. we're going to invade. I have told Steele, and those types of threats are not helpful. Steele and scam hunters are not going to hurt you. They are not going to knock on your door. They're not going to hack you. Steele was just lashing out to protect the victim from your inappropriate comments. He reacted in an inappropriate way. I will handle Steele. Please just remove the comments about the woman from your blog and your Facebook page. When you do things like that, it wins you no fans or empathy. Please refrain from naming victims like her, another victim, etc. in public forums. It is not fair. I never have, which is why I continue to keep your identity secret. Thank you, Davin.
Okay.
So then she sends me a link. And this is a website about Anne, and I'll show you guys the pictures.
This is her?
Possibly.
Oh, Can I grab that for a second?
No.
Wait, let me see.
No, look with your hands, not with your eyes, not with your hands.
Fine. No, come here. Wow, that's weird.
It's an Asian woman. What were you expecting?
No,
Godzilla?
No. Yes.
Were you expecting the character from Mr. Magoo? What's wrong with you?
I was expecting Hideki Matsui with boobs, but
Mr. Magoo. Me and Paul Baum were talking about how racist Mr. Magoo is.
Oh, yeah.
Or as Trump calls him, a running candidate possibility, VP running candidate. So what, it's just a Japanese woman.
Yeah, no, she just looks like normal.
Great tit. No, I'm just kidding. That would be despicable. I'd only talk that way about fetuses. Anyway. So then there's this link to her, and it's this whole website about somebody else's dealings with Anne.
Oh.
Would you like to hear what somebody else has been going through?
Yes. Do tell.
I've got a very interesting story to tell about a person on YouTube with a channel about scams, where she features videos about scams. All the real links are listed to Interpol, IC3, etc., are on the channel. This information on a woman or person that is believed to be, quote, working both sides.
Oh.
By working with victims and then forwarding them onto fake Interpol and IC3 FBI agents. A recovery type scam with the promise of your scammer being arrested and your money recovered with fees to be paid for opening the case, quote, your case file.
Stop right there. This is a kind of a game changer, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, if this person
has... Not for me, it's not.
Yeah, but if this person has any legitimate knowledge, we'll have to hear, but...
Well, I mean, this was the common school of thought until we got involved.
Yeah.
So it's not really a game changer for me.
Well, not a game changer, but we were assuming, and we were taking people that were, you know, saying things about her.
Right.
And we've been going back and forth. There are moments where we feel that she's a victim. There's moments where we feel maybe she's in with him.
Yeah.
But this is something that, you know, could be a smoking gun, so to speak.
Well, we need to hear.
Let's see. She has gone by several names. Takako Tanaka.
What's that name again?
That sounds like one of your T-shirts. Sing out of Kako.
By Takako Tanaka.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Emmy Williams, Claire Williams, and Jackson.
Wow.
Some of the names she goes by.
Okay. Mm.
She contacts Facebook scam pages and sends messages with her, quote, research, and hopes that her blog and YouTube videos will be shared. Has also sent a few photos of, quote, herself to make her appear more real, said her name is, and then I'm not going to say what the name is.
Okay.
She is from Japan and is a school teacher and was a former businesswoman and who was scammed. This is all consistent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very much so.
Then there's some links to her YouTube and her blog. And then, however, when she was contacted on her channel by a victim, so they baited her.
Mm-hmm.
However, when she was contacted on her channel by a, quote, victim bait, this is what transpired with this person. Email correspondence with Ann Jackson about being scammed. This is Ann, and then the email address. Which I, December 21st, the name. So this is to the baiter.
Okay.
From Ann. Where did you send the money? You have to report your scam to Interpol or FBI. If you send money to UK, you have to report it to NCA. If you send money to Africa, you have to report it to the Interpol. If you send money to USA, you have to report it to FBI. So it depends on where your money was sent. Here are the links. And she posts her blog spot and then real links. And then this is to Anne from the baiter.
Okay.
Oh, I sent my money to Greece. What do I do in this case? I've never in my life thought this would happen to me. Thanks for trying to help me. Do I contact Interpol in this case? Is there a good person to contact there?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anne writes, you have to contact IC3 and Interpol. Oh, my God. All right. Now, if she's an American, I don't know why she... Unless she's an American, I don't know why she would contact IC3 if she sent it to Greece. But I don't know where this baiter is claiming to be from.
Right. Okay.
OMG. Both. Can you file the complaints to IC3 and Interpol? Do it fast. You sent money recently. Please call FBI.
So this okay.
is, this is what Anne is saying.
Right. But like you said, I don't know what the FBI can do for this person if they supposedly sent the money to Greece.
Unless it's an American. I don't know.
Right.
So this is Anne writing to her. How are you? I hope you are fine. How is the info about Interpol? Can you send the facts to report your scam? Then you also need to go to local police to report your scam, too. You can get in touch with Interpol using the contact details below. Your messages will be forwarded to the appropriate department, but please note that we are unable to respond to all queries. Interpol General Secretariat, Charles de Gaulle, this is all legit.
Okay. Wait a second.
This is all legit.
Yeah, but can you hold on 1 second? If she... This is Anne sending this information to this person who mm-hmm. had been scammed.
Yeah.
Now, if she has all of this legitimate information, why the hell was she talking to people like Melvin Santos?
Because Anne thinks that she got in. Anne thinks that she got what nobody else got, a response.
I see.
Mm. You know, Anne thinks they're really helping her.
I see.
Remember, she probably carbon copied one of her original scammers.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, hey, we got this. Hey, this. All right, rescam department.
Right.
We're going to need you. And then one guy named Bill... comes out, and away we go with a million characters.
Yeah, you know, okay.
The old scam bag. So all this stuff is legit.
Right.
So then Anne writes to her, please let me know if you file the complaints to Interpol. Tell me how much you lost. Are you okay? Send it to Anne writes to her, please send me your scammers list. I'll report your scam, too. If you file the complaints, please let me know it.
Right.
All right. I mean, I don't. Anne really can't file them, but whatevs.
I don't know where she thinks she's filing them for this person.
I don't know. So then the woman writes to Anne, I lost a lot of money, Anne, over $60,000.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you mean by list what you want. I only talked to one person. What do you mean by list? What info do you need to report? How can you report if you don't know who the person for real is? So Anne writes, most scammers work in a group. I guess maybe your scammers are Turkish or Romanians. Send me the scammer name, mail address, and who picked up your money. I found many scammers from Romania, Turkey, also from Greece. I don't know where she's getting... Turkish or Romanian, if the money was sent to Greece.
Has this person sent Anne copies of the correspondence or something?
We have no indication of that.
No, it doesn't seem like she had. So, I mean, like, what was she basing that on? That just sounded like, you know, she was doing a cold reading regarding, oh, you know, I think your scammer is from Romania, picked out of the sky.
So then Anne writes there, forget it, do it by yourself. Because you have the links of the authorities. I just try to help you report the scammer only. If you think him is a real soldier, it is okay. Do not send me mail anymore. Thanks. This is the same date, December 20th. I don't know what transpired, but the tone is different, which is Anne. We know that is very Anne.
Oh, yeah. She flips a switch, you know, like most of us blink.
Which just shows to me how unstable she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then she writes to Anne. I mean, then Anne writes to her. Gives her a link for a Wikipedia what a money mule is. Like somebody who is a money mule. like who handles money for scammers.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was looking at you cross-eyed,
so,
like,
so
what?
So like a scammer would say, all right, I need you to send this money to Patricia in Oklahoma.
Right.
And Patricia will handle the money like a middleman.
Right.
Good for money laundering. This is what happened to the victims. I know this. This is why I asked you to contact Interpol ASAP. Please report your scam. Then Anne goes, I got a message from IC3 saying they busted three scammers from Nigeria and Ghana who are dangerous hackers.
Well, duh.
I guess IC3 already sent mail to you. An opening case file needs to pay for the fees. I do not know how much you lost. The scammers still have your money in their hands. If they arrest them soon, they can send the money back to you. The fees also include the fees for authorities to move on due to the law enforcement. This is the international criminal case. This is not a joke. If you are serious about your case, criminal case, please contact IC3 and fill the form properly and send it back to IC3.
Stop, please. And that's her writing this woman, correct?
Yeah.
That once again, it sounds like she's in with them.
Yeah, but there's no logical way to get from where she was to this. We're either missing stuff or Anne's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Or maybe she's smart as a fox.
No.
Well, she also said, I don't know how much money you lost. The woman said $60,000, because I remember just a moment ago saying, oh, my God. So it's like she's got the emails in front of her. You can't remember from a moment to moment.
Well, maybe all the personalities don't communicate.
That's true.
But they all have the same email address, so it works out well.
Very funny that you said that.
It's convenient.
Yes, yeah, very funny that you said that, because Lisa said, probably the imaginary friends of the voices in her head.
Thank you, anal girl. Please contact IC3 and fill the form properly and send it back to IC3. And this is in bold. This is not joke. P.S. The rumor is fucking assholes about IC3. I did call FBI, and they do move on doing the rest. Thanks, Anne.
Wait.
Good day.
What?
I don't know.
I don't understand what she just said.
You don't have to.
Okay, good.
And this is the woman responding to Anne. Hi, Anne. Thank you for doing this. Yes, I received an email from Interpol, and Mr. Eric Bohr.
Oh, boy.
I responded to him as well. I did also submit a form to the FBI, IC3. I hope my case is big enough for them to want to solve.
I'll be just fine.
Thanks for the time and giving me some hope. Anne Jackson writes.
It's just the right size.
Do what they instruct you and wish you get your life back soon. This is all I can do for the victims. Never think it is your fault because the scammers are real criminal. This is what I know. And this was,
Never think it's your fault.
But yeah.
Never think it's your fault.
Well, that's common. That's what you tell them. Don't blame yourself.
Yeah.
But that's been her theme through all of this. Never think it's your fault.
Yeah. I mean, but that is true. You know, it's, it's like, yes, did you use your best judgment? Perhaps not. But it's not your fault.
So then she this is part of it, interpol.paris.france@europe.com, which is BS email address. So that's the email address where things were being sent, which is private hosting in France. So I imagine then they used a mail server identifiable by LE if the person used real details to buy. I don't know what they're talking about. So the IP location is of France, Pringy Accident Communications Sorrel. So they have the IBS. So it's a France server.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything.
They might have somebody in France.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I see on television.
Or it might be a proxy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I see that all the time on that on one of the TV shows where they're always talking about proxy servers and they can bounce them if they're talented.
So then this is from Eric Bohr to the Spader. To whom it may concern, this is to inform you that your case has been reviewed and the file has been passed to the appropriate authorities. Your case has been submitted to the IC3. They will contact you and you'll have to follow the rules and regulations given to avoid delay of retrieval of your funds back to you. Your kind attention is urgently needed. Regards, Eric Bohr, Interpol.
Wait a minute. Is it the IC3 or is it IC3? I mean, which is the correct nomenclature? I mean, because the thing is, I'm saying that if you are somebody who would be in this position, and we know he's not.
It would be the. Because it's abbreviated.
It would be the? Okay. Yeah. Just checking.
So it goes back to 86% probability that this location is accurate. This is the tracking details. Now they find the location is 80% likely from Ghana. So.
Okay.
More of a search on the header. And IC3 cybercrime at cyberspaceservices.com. 86% location. This is accurate. Also Ghana. So both these email addresses going back to Ghana.
No.
Good old Ghana. More email addresses going. Yeah, all going back to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking. You know, it's always surprising.
I really thought it was in France.
Hmm.
I really did.
Let's see. This is from Home Sex Cybercrime. IC3 Cybercrim at cyberservices.com, which is not what the FBI would use.
Yeah, no.
Reply as soon as possible. Constantly fill the form below and send back to us. And then this is the form. Internet Crime Complaint Center. The fields are required.
Just sorry. Internet Crime Complaint Center. It just doesn't sound good.
No, it
doesn't
like a
sound
call
legit.
Center, you know,
you know, internet. All right, let's make. All right, Internet Crime Complaint Center.
I know. It's like suggestion box.
Yeah. He said like the coyote. This is like the coyote sets up nonsense. This is like what these scammers do.
Yes, it sounds ridiculous.
So here's what you got to fill out: your name, middle name, last name, business name, age, gender, address. City, do you live within the city limits, yes or no? County, state, country, zip code, route, phone number, email address, name of your local police or sheriff's office.
Why?
Maybe deputy dog's involved. I don't know.
ABA number, account, PIN.
Yeah, right.
Is the complaint you are filing related to the internet or an online service?
Hmm. I mean...
Email, chat, instant message, AOL, MSN, Yahoo, etc. Yes, no. Do you have pertinent documents in paper form? Yes, no. Law enforcement or regulatory agencies may desire copies of pertinent documents regarding your complaint. These may include canceled checks, copies of money orders, printed emails, envelopes, if you should receive anything by FedEx, UPS, U.S. mail, etc., etc. Original documents should be retained for use by law enforcement agencies. Information about the individual business that victimized you, name, business name, first name, middle name, last name, gender, address, city, state, phone number, all that good stuff. Other identifiers about the individual business that victimized you, website, IP address, IR server, chat room name, huge cock, Usenet group, news group, other. Monetary loss. Please specify the dollar amount of loss from this incident. Number of enter number of dollars, enter zero for no loss. Please indicate that the amount, the means of payment selected apply. Cash. Cashier's check, debit card, credit card, money order, wire transfer. Did you use a third-party online payment service such as PayPal, BidPay, escrow? Yes, no. It's pretty freaking detailed.
Yeah, my God.
Just running through this. Describe the incident. Describe in your own words how you have been victimized. Be specific. Include dates, a transaction, a description of any items that were not delivered or were counterfeited, any transaction numbers from eBay, Western Union, PayPal, etc., and any other pertinent information that helps to explain how you were victimized. Also, if you received anything by U.S. mail, FedEx, or UPS, specifically describe the envelope by the date, time, city, and zip shown on the stamp, cancellation, postmark. Please indicate any medium used by the individual business in the course of this incident. Select all that. Bulletin board, chat room, email, fax, in person, internet messaging, mail, newsgroup, telephone, website, wire, other. Please indicate the initial means of contact with the individual business that victimized you. Was this in initial means of contact unsolicited, uninvited? Now I'm just going to stop right here, and we're going to assume that this is all BS. This is a great way to know exactly who you're talking to.
Oh, my God. There's so much information.
To really groom the person and get the right scam story on the line.
One of the things that jumped out at me is they want to see copies of canceled checks. I was only kidding about the ABA number and the account number.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
What was your relationship with the individual business you were complaining about prior to the incident you were reporting? Did you conduct any research on the individual business prior to the incident? How much time has passed since you determined you were victimized? Well, I don't know. What's right now? Oh, about 5 seconds ago. Contact information. Are there witnesses or other victims to the crime? If yes, please provide names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, websites of other additional victims. Lists can be found. Have you reported the crime to any law enforcement or government agencies? If yes, please indicate the organizations, individuals that you've contacted.
And stop right there, because they could find that and have them send, you know, let's say Sheriff John Jones.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This is Sheriff John Jones, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, help us write an outline to the story we're going to provide to you.
Yes.
Is essentially what that should be saying.
Give us as many fake names and contacts that we can send fake emails from.
Right.
To ask you more questions.
Now, if you're
as we like to call it, homework to be scammed.
Right. Now, if you're in a position where you have been scammed and you have you feel this is an opportunity to get your money back, you're going to be like, anything to get my money back. Anything you need, I will provide to you to get my money back.
You think you're talking to law enforcement?
Right,
you're going to help them out.
They have got you at your most vulnerable
state
in your life.
Yep.
And you're game to give them all the information that they're asking from you.
Yeah.
Consumer Protection Agency, individual business that victimize you, police, other law enforcement, private agency, private attorney. Provide the specific names of each organization, contact name, number, phone number, email address, date reported, report number. So that's quite the form to fill out.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, but like Joe was saying, that you would feel like, I want to give them as much opportunity to get me my money back.
You wouldn't fill this out via email. When I filled out the thing on the FBI, it was on their website.
Yeah.
There's a form on their website. I don't have the form anymore. I can still look at the report.
Right.
But it was on their website. It wasn't an email.
Right. No. Yeah. No, like, it would be, you know.
This is not something you put on email, because emails get hacked. You would certainly not put all this stuff there.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would if you were desperate and felt hurt.
I know, but I'm trying to educate people.
I know. I'm just, you know, explaining.
Let's see. So this is the beta rating to Anne. I'm very sorry, Anne. I was just trying to let it all sink in and hard when you have family staying from out of town for the holidays. Never meant to be a bother. If you don't want to help, it's fine. I'm sure there's lots of good people, at least, to send me in the right direction. I honestly had no clue. I reported my scam to IC3. I heard, and they spell it like a lummox, too. They don't respond anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for the info and your time. Much appreciated. Have a nice day. Here is the email from for my scammer, commander.bullshit.com. The money I sent to someone named Peter, and this is a fake name, Alphonsus, in Athens, Greece. So Anne writes and gives a link to her blog. This is the reply from Interpol Eric and Sarah. Kindly ask the victims to file cases, and it's not the right two. Kindly ask the victims to file their cases to us here, including all the details of payment, amount paid where fees were sent, and to also all the other telephone numbers. Now, the agency's not going to go through Anne.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if this was legit, they're going to deal with the person for real, and they're not going to do it on email.
No.
Yeah. But Anne, you know, I could see why somebody's saying Anne's in with them.
Right, because, I mean, she's pretending to be this mover and shaker, but like you said, no legitimate organization is going to use a middleman about fraud.
Mm. You seem stable and smart. Let's go through you.
Certainly you weren't talking to me.
And then this comes from Sarah. She can open her case file now. Ask her to contact us now, Sarah. My reply to them. No one will believe in this because of the anti-scam sites. Say authorities ignore the truth and they think me connecting to the fucking scammers. Well, even Anne's like, you know, this is kind of bullshit right here.
Yeah. Lie, you know.
Let's see. And then we go to Damn It All Red. Mm. It is not free, and this is the truth. Are you managed to get money back? Who knows? This is law enforcement, and you must study hard about this. This is international scam, and the scammers know how to commit crimes. Kind of what they do.
It's their bread and butter.
The victims are stupid enough to get scammed.
Oh.
But all the victims must study hard to find the ways to let the scammers get arrested. Huh. I wonder if she was stupid when she got scammed.
Hmm. Yeah, really. That was pretty harsh.
Yeah, really.
Please direct all hate mail to Anne Jackson.
Yes. Damn.
Hard to find the ways. Let the scammers get arrested. Why not? If you think of it as a scam, just let it go. Anne then writes to her, give me the full header of your scammer. Do it fast. I will tell you something. And then please report your scam to Interpol. Thanks. So then this is an instant chat. This is Anne to, are you there? The baiter. And then this is IC3 told me. IC3 told me they got your complainant.
Uh-huh.
We got some complainant. Then this, the woman responds, this person, did you get her complaints? IC3, yes, right. I will tell her. I guess this is Anne relaying the message to IC3 about her.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I will tell her I am sending messages to the baiter. She lost so much money. IC3, can they open a case file? You know how much it cost. Let's get right to back to basics. Let's cut the BS. How much? IC3, we have tracked two of the scammers to Nigeria and Ghana. Funny, sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
As luck should have it.
Yeah.
Hey, Belinda. Anyway, if you open the case file, you need to pay due to the law enforcement. I do not lie. If you want to do it, I will give you IC3 mail address. Thanks. Just let me know what you think. We need to offer the evidence to the authorities, and it is your case. IC3 Brown writes, if this must be between IC3 Brown and Anne about this woman. And then she sent it to this woman, or bait her, whatever.
Right.
If they can pay fast to IC3 Interpol Ghana, The case file will be open immediately, and they will arrest the scammer and withdraw all funds for them within these days, as they are still with the funds. Again, here we see the pressure thing.
Right.
Do it now.
Absolutely. And who's writing that? That's Ann to...
No, it's Brown.
And Brown is writing to...
Ann about this baiter.
Okay.
Ann goes, okay, I will send it to them now. Brown says, good. Ann says, see so many victims. They paid so much money. Brown goes, yes. And then ask where this baiter is from. Ann goes, I do not ask.
Why wouldn't she ask?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's an important part of information. IC3 Brown says, in red, the fees are $2,500. And then a cute little emoji.
No. No.
The emoji looks like it's pondering.
It is. It's thinking about, was it $2,500 or can you afford more?
I see that.
It's ridiculous. $2,500. Really? That's so great. With an emoji.
You know, I've often found the FBI is very free with the emojis. It's really how they communicate.
I know.
It's how ISIS communicates. That's why we can't crack the code. It's nothing but emojis.
How could you not look at this and go, this is so not the FBI?
Yeah.
Well, the baiter knows, but Ann's like, emojis are fun.
The only thing I know about the FBI is they like to fly drones and sing karaoke. That's what I know about the FBI.
No. That's what you know about Anthony Cumia. Different.
Well,
different. You get them confused. $2,500. You know it. Ann goes, wow, so expensive? 5%, yes. How about, and then they put another, how much does she lose? ICD Brown goes, for filing the case and also the expenses for local Interpols to move around. The amount was not clear. Confirmed from her. So Ann goes, yeah, she lost over $60,000. Brown goes, I am sure. Ann goes, okay, I'll tell them. If you really want to get the funds back, let me know and I will give you IC3 Brown mail address and you can contact her for doing arrest. Her, thanks. This is confusing to read, but we're getting bits and pieces of stuff.
Yeah, because you're a couple of dimwits talking to each other. So not the baiter, but
talking about the show.
No, yes.
Yeah, not a bad working title.
Yeah, couple of dimwits talking to each other. You gonna be there?
Most certainly. I got the equipment. I couldn't do a show without it.
No, well, it was just a couple. So a couple of dimwits talking to each other. I thought it was me and Joe.
Joe's not a dimwit. He's a meathead. Get it right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. So then Ann writes to her, IC3 Brown gave me the case file email to contact me. So she goes, your mail address? Or which one? Brown goes, the operation office, IC3 cybercrim at cyberservices.com.
Cybercrim. Oh, my God. That kills me.
She references it in a position of authority, and she's not even picking up that it's crime. It's crime, stupid.
But
crime.
This is what IC3 says. This is what IC3 is giving as the address.
Mm.
So they think it's legit. Because Ann goes, okay. IC3 Brown goes, wait.
I'm sorry, but wouldn't you say, shouldn't it be crime? Wouldn't you say, shouldn't it be crime?
Couldn't they afford one more letter in their URL?
Here's what you don't understand. The is silent, and sometimes it doesn't even show up. So you're kind of being nitpicky.
McGruff the Cram Dog?
No, listen. Could be. Listen, I have to email things to people all day long, and they'll give me their email address. And if something looks fishy, I go, "Isn't it this?" No. It's that. You know, you ask the you would
yeah.
If it piques your interest enough because something sounds spelled wrong, you would. I don't care who you are.
You would ask.
You would.
Yeah.
They won't. Brown go. IC3 goes. Wait. Give them my own only. I will control them, and it will be faster. Okay.
Oh boy, that was a mouthful. I will control them.
IC3 crime UKUSA at gmail.com.
Oh my God! Really?
My God.
Give them this capitalized only. Brown's like, you know what? We got 60. She's in for 60,000. I'll handle this.
Oh sorry.
Ann goes. Okay. Brown goes, I will also ask them to contact them. Ann goes, okay, this is good news for you. Because Ann's like, raising the woman, please, do it fast. They are in control of the scammers.
Oh, my, they're in control of
suck
the scammers.
Suck in the cockin' and we take your scam money. Suck in the cockin'.
They're in control of the scammers. They are the scammers.
They're in control of themselves.
There you go.
December 29th, Ann writes to this person. The victim who called us IC3 is right. It is from Nigeria. They busted your scammers. One is from Nigeria. Two from Ghana. Also, the big group in Greece who picked up your money. Money mule. Emoji. Please open the case file and comply with the authority. These scammers, your scammers, are criminal hackers. I did read some victims who sent me the full headers. All of the scammers are using mail servers to hide the location because they have the call center to control the data. And they work in a shift to send mails to the victims. By the way, they also maybe hack your mail. Please shut down the mail address you contact with scammers. They are all criminal hackers. I must tell you the truth or some other horse shit I want to believe.
And Anne was writing that to that person, correct?
Yes. Please send the full header to the Interpol, Eric Bohr. And back to Damon Red. Hope you pay for the fees to open the case file.
Oh, man.
She's warning them about hackers and they're directing them to pay their money to
them. Well, and then, you know, Anne's chiming in about the fees, too. Anne's putting the pressure on, too.
Yeah, so I can understand why people would think that she was, like, in cahoots and going, hey, you better start spending that money if you want to get your money back.
Maybe on the roof.
Right. Now that last passage there, do you think she's doing it out of desperation or is she doing a hard sell for them?
I think Anne's trying to help this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? I can understand why people would see this on the surface and
absolutely.
Go, oh, my God, look at that. She's helping them
absolutely.
Get the money from
right,
her.
So we're still of the contention that she is she's trying to help people and she's not working with them.
And she's just a little dense.
Mm.
So then this is the IP she came up with from my fake scammer details. She sent the fake scammer details. The location is the Benin Republic. Oh, Flory.
Oh, Benin.
Oh, we had good times. She was our first.
Yes.
You never forget your first.
No, we're all sentimental about her.
Oh, Flory.
Oh,
it's a shame you got deleted. I should find her number and call.
Yeah,
tell her
fun.
We said hey.
Yeah. Maybe we should be here.
We should call again.
Yeah.
She's probably sleeping now.
But, you know, what are you going to say? It's going to be awkward. And what do you talk about? You
yeah,
know,
it's
kind of like an awkward call.
Well, I mean, I'm just checking to see if she's alive. She was fearing for her life last time we spoke.
Oh.
And then she needed a phone.
But then, you know, you're going to talk and you get that awkward silence. So how you doing? I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's great. Great. So how's your dog? Okay. Yeah, so things are good. Yeah,
yeah
so it's kind of like this, that awkward call that you make to somebody.
Yeah, it's like, so
you don't have an agenda, you know?
It's been a while since we talked. Yeah, because I think the last thing I said to you was fuck you, right?
Right, it's like, yeah, it's like just call.
Oh, yeah, but you know what, it's much
so easier. You've been okay?
It's
okay,
easy.
You know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she's
I know.
Just driving
right,
around
right,
her
yeah.
block.
It's awkward.
It's funny,
this
yeah.
is easier than driving around a block, seeing if she's up, who she's talking to.
Yeah.
is there a car in her driveway that you don't recognize?
Exactly.
Or worse, that you do.
Is there two shadows in the window?
I know.
This is quick.
Sometimes it's easier to stalk than talk. So drive around the block.
Was that like a Valentine's Day card you're coming up with?
It's easier to stalk than talk.
Is that your new Hallmark? Shoebox wishes of shit? What is wrong with you?
Let me tell you, if I got that.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Please don't call the cops. They'll tell me to shoe. So
tell me, if I get that on Valentine's Day, I'm moving to another city.
All right. So this was from
God.
December 29th. And to the woman. Damn it all, Red, or the Bader. Are you joking on real authorities? Do you comply with the authorities? It is not free, and you need to pay for the fees for opening the case file. If you do not believe in it, please do not do this to me or the real ones. Thanks.
Oh, but wow, she's really putting the pressure on.
I mean, it's Damn It All Red. You can't mess.
Yeah, you don't mess with Damn It All Red.
I most certainly would not.
Once again, you think it's a hard sell, and then again, you think that she's doing it out of desperation to try to help this person. Grab the life rip. Grab the life ring. Grab it.
No, you're right.
So Anne writes to this Bader. By the way, it is also possible that many people or companies in Europe use African landline IT company and it's cheaper. I really do not know the truth. Ain't that the truth? Only the Interpol and IC3 can get your scammers.
So she wrote, I really don't know the truth?
Yeah, about where they are.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Deb. Just as somebody that claims she's an authority on something and directing a group, I really don't know. Really, maybe you should. You know, maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe you should have a clue before you tell me what to do.
You know, and the people that follow her, unfortunately, they're kind of like lost souls and stuff like that. So none of them are going to go, maybe you should.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
I just can tell that your scammers are hackers. They work in a group scamming people. Please comply with the authorities, because I am not IC3 or Interpol. I cannot arrest any scammers or criminals, and I do not know how to arrest them.
Neither can they.
Yeah, not the ones you're talking
kinda
to.
Kind of ironic.
Yeah.
So then Anne sends another lookup, and it's a IP address lookup, and it's an African network, Afrinic.
Yeah. I knew Afrinic. That was one of the scammers that talked to you, isn't it, Joe? Afrinic?
Afrinic? No. Sounds like a new hair product. Afrinic.
Afrinic.
Looking good, baby.
So then this beta writes, Dan, what do you mean by this? I replied with my form yesterday, but you have resent again today. Maybe it didn't go through properly. Their form wasn't the most user-friendly. Took me a while to figure out how to even type in it. Hopefully it went through this time. Oh, scammers.
Oh, boy.
They're never user-friendly. I mean, it's always easy to make a withdrawal.
Yeah.
And she writes to Anne. And what do you mean? Oh, why is that twice? Okay. What do you mean by this? I replied with my form yesterday, but I've resent again today. Maybe it didn't go through properly. Their form wasn't the most user friendly. Took me a while to figure out how to even type in to return it. Hopefully, it went through this time. You were kind of rude. And now there's a red emoji, like a red faced emoji.
Wait a minute. Now this is the beta telling Anne she was rude?
Yes.
Good.
You're kind of rude for wanting to help people, like you say in your videos.
You're kind of rude. Kind of
pulling Anne out. Yeah, you know, like, not for nothing. You're not so user friendly too.
Yeah.
It's like fuck. You. I'm waiting.
For wanting to help people, like you say in your videos. I told you thank you many times over. Have appreciated the help a lot because I didn't know where to go. Anne goes, because I want to say Eric is going to arrest your scammers, and this is why you must comply. It's soon. Maybe he is busy. Did you send your personal data? And you must pay for the fees to opening the case file. $2,500.
Wow.
Pay for the privilege of future scams. Yeah. It's kind of an entry fee.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's an exclusive club.
Do you have too much money on your hands? would you like to feed an African?
Adopt a tribe.
For just $2,500 a day, you can feed a village or buy this guy some new Jordans on an iPhone.
She's like a closer. Basically, the term is the somebody that'll bring you bring it to close. Auto dealership is the perfect thing. We got to look at a car and stuff like that. It's let me talk to my manager, or there's another guy that comes in, and he's the guy that's the hard sell. They call that person the closer, or anybody where there's a deal on the table, and then this third party comes in. To, and that's what she sounds like.
If she was a closer, she'd be Armando Benitez. Because she stinks at this. they're bringing in Benitez. Maybe we won't pay any fees. This is no Mariano Rivera. Yeah. Did you say, or some unknown closer for the Tigers, Tom, for you? Did you send mail to tell them you want to open the case file? Explanation. This is criminal case, and you must do it fast because the scammers have their funds in their hands. Why do you need to pay for this? When Interpol send the criminals to the high court will charge fees, and this is the fees that you must pay for. Interpol do not take any money from you. Please, do not know it well. Oh, people do not know it well. Only you.
Now, how about floor mats and a remote start? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like when you have the paperwork. Mm-hmm. You know, either they get to the deal or they do that. I tell the dealers, no, if you pull this stuff, I walk out.
Right.
But when you get to the point where you're signing the insurance papers, the title, they have that guy come. We want to just show you this person.
Other options. Then,
you know, and then they start to pull. You know,
I don't know if you looked at this option package because this has the ABS brakes.
Right. Yeah, and they go, why wouldn't you want that? You want that, you know, it's going to, I'm telling, if you don't get that, you need to get this replaced. It's going to cost. It's that hard sell where they have you over the barrel.
Have it installed at the factory. You don't want to bring it in.
This woman, you know, is lashing out at her because basically, whether she's with them or she's not with them, her passion to help people is being construed as a hard sell. And almost, you know, and her passion to help people on her website, from what I'm understanding what this other lady's correspondence is that she goes about it the wrong way in a rude pushy fashion.
Yeah.
And it's lending because she's not helping her own cause, because if she's not with them, you can surely understand by this dialogue why she has been called on the carpet being accused of being with them.
Yes. She's so aggressive.
Yes.
Then this is Anne. This is the woman, the beta responding to Anne. Anne says, please contact Interpol. And we will leave it with this. To Anne. Well, I have heard nothing yet. I got a form to fill out, which I did. This person writes like Anne with a spelling wish. really, with a big wart on the end of the green nose. Damn it.
Which I did. Sorry.
By Hillary laughing. See, I say bad things about her. You just don't listen. Yeah, and that's a good time to burp into the microphone, stupid.
oops.
Isshole? You isshole. It's late. We got to go. Which I did. There was no mention of fees and or where to send. Just waiting to hear back. Thanks. So that's where we go. That's where we are.
Oh, God. Well,
thoughts?
Well, you know, I know that we have gone on and set on the record and said that we think that Anne is just a really deluded person and that she's not in collusion with them. But if I had not heard all the other volumes of her talking back and forth with you, I would think, oh, my God, she's so in with them from this conversation.
But also, basically, we came to the conclusion that she's not. That's the consensus. But we could see where she is due to the fact that she does, out of assumedly compassion.
Yeah.
It sounds like a hard sell where she's trying to close the deal.
Sure does.
With them.
So what were the final tallies?
Well, you know, this was the lamest of the tallies ever.
Were you not entertained?
Oh, I was entertained. I'm just saying that
it can't be all curse in every show.
No, and you know what? But I mean, this was really bleak. One Mr. Davin.
I've heard our show described that way.
One Mr. Davin. One so-called Melvin Santos, and that was the outlier. So really, the closest one to all of it was Lisa with two Mr. Davins, one so-called Melvin Santos, and two fuck yous. She got the closest.
Well, she got the Melvin Santos. We only give credit for exact.
She got Melvin Santos, and everybody else, nothing.
So Lisa wins by default.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, well, you know, basically from last week's readings going into this week's readings, you'd think she'd be all highfalutin and full of fire and vinegar.
You never know.
Well, we got to take detours. That's what makes the story. You can't always be Anne and the scammers.
No.
Sometimes you got to. I like seeing what other people have dealt with.
Yeah, and see their reactions to her. And I love that the person was like, "You're rude,"
because it's almost like we're going to some, because we've been so involved with this. It's kind of like if you're going through something and you join a focus group or something like that, or, you know, like where you're commiserating with other people.
Yeah.
You know, oh, she did that too. You know, it's.
All right, let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. You can email Russ at russferdico@yahoo.com, russferdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy, and they know you want to be pleased to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, and we have any other upcoming shows?
Yes, next show is Friday, March 18th.
And who will be in that show?
I don't know.
Okay, stay tuned. And
I'll let you know next week.
Okay, sure. And I guarantee it'll be a great show, so come on down. Nosy, I'm doing a read for these guys. You want to know? Anyway, experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. We're doing a lot of shows at venues, office parties, holiday things, whatever you need, because people are still having their holiday parties.
Yeah,
they do in like January and February. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
yeah.
SidesplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joe, before I ask you where you're going to be, Chris DuBale, who helped us out with the Squidward on Saturday, January 30th, he'll be in New Milford, New Jersey at the Fire Company doing a fundraiser. So go say hello to Chris and kudos to him on a fine Squidward.
Joe? Very good.
Saturday night, I'll be doing a show for Laughter Saves Lives with my friend John LaRocca. I'll have it on my Facebook page in the next day or so with the location and the time. It's going to be for a great cause, so come on out.
Wednesday, January 27th, I'll be in New York City, New York. I'll be on the 8 p.m. show at the Grizzly Bear on 110 McDougal Street and the 11 p.m. show at Broadway Comedy Club. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. Thursday, January 28th, live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill starring Chris Monty of the show Vinyl coming out on HBO and Mall Cop 2. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. And Saturday, January 30th, I'll be in Totowa, New Jersey, performing a fundraiser. If you want tickets, call 973-790-7500. 973-790-7500. Did you have anything? I didn't ask, but...
Nope.
I kind of assumed that. All right. She hasn't in a while.
All right. I was just... Yeah, so no. Full. I assume that.
Yeah,
really?
I know. No, that's okay. Mr. Hillux has now been playing out a lot.
He's been playing in.
Yes.
He's been getting cocked with his bumpus.
No. The other way around.
He's been getting... No, because cocked is drinking.
It, of course it is.
Boy, that oil burn is loud.
It sure is.
Not loud enough. if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. Night.
He's dead.